And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 5th of June, 2017. It's the birthday of Federico Garcia Lorca, born in Fuente Vaqueros in the province of Granada in 1898. He went to school in Madrid at the Residencia de Estudiantes, the student residence and cultural center where he met the composer Manuel de Falla and the filmmaker Luis Buñuel and the painter Salvador Dali, with whom Federico Lorca had a romantic relationship for a number of years, which forced him to acknowledge his homosexuality. He became famous in Spain with the publication of Gypsy Ballads. He had a falling out with Salvador Dali and of another love affair, came to the United States, lived in New York, wrote A Poet in New York, returned to Spain in 1930, wrote his rural trilogy Blood Wedding and Yerma. The Spanish Civil War broke out in 1936. The Nationalists did not look favorably on him. They dragged him from his home, imprisoned him, drove him to a hill outside of town, and shot him. His body was never found. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist David Wagner, born in Massillon, Ohio, 1926. Grew up in Indiana, industrial town between Gary and Chicago, and then went out to the Pacific Northwest. He was offered a job at the University of Washington. He said, "When I drove down out of the Cascades and saw the region that was to become my home territory, my extreme uneasiness turned into awe. I had never seen or imagined such greenness, such a promise of healing growth. Everything I saw appeared to be living ancestral forms of the dead earth where I had tried to grow up. I came from a place where nature was ruined, and here the natural world was still in a pristine state." Poet and also novelist, wrote 10 novels, best known for his novel The Escape Artist. And it was on this date in 1851, Uncle Tom's Cabin began its serial run in abolitionist newspaper The National Era. Ran in weekly installments for 10 months. Published as a book in 1852 by Harriet Beecher Stowe, it sold 300,000 copies in the first year in print, attracted thousands of people to the abolitionist cause. Here's a poem by Ruth Stone entitled Bennington Bus Stop. She gets off the bus, and they kiss. It's a hard embrace. Then he walks on the balls of his feet like a basketball star and contorts himself into the driver's seat of a compact car. She stands outside, averts her face, wipes her lips with the back of her hand as if to erase a smear or a breath of dust on a photograph album stacked in the future. Then she slips into her place beside him, and everything is sure as the weekend, as sure as their 19-year-old bodies, as sure as death that sweetens their given grace. A poem by Ruth Stone, Bennington Bus Stop, from her collection What Love Comes To, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Staples, offering tech products and solutions for business like PC setup, repair, data recovery, and virus protection. You can visit staples.com/tech services for details. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.